to beautiful Yokohama. We've got a bit of an overcast day here in the city by the bay. I'm Michael Westbay, your host for Pro Yaku Live here on JapaneseBaseball.com. We're still a couple minutes from getting underway this afternoon. So let's run down the standings in the two leagues before we get started. The Hanshin Tigers are currently in first place. That's who the Bay Stars are hosting today. They're 3.5 games up above Junichi with a 42-30 record. Junichi having 39-34 record. Yakult Swallows are currently in third place, 5.5 games out with a 36-35 record. Yokohama, in defeating Hanshin yesterday evening, got back up to 500, 34-34, and are 6 games back of the Tigers. Yomiuri Giants have been on a hot streak lately. They're 33-38, 8.5 games back. They were just 11 games back midway through last month. And Hiroshima is bringing up the rear with a 400 winning percentage, 28-42, 13 games out of first place. In the Pacific League, the SoftBank Hawks have taken over first place, winning 10 in a row, or has it become 11 in a row? They've got a 53-24 winning percentage with one tie. Chivalote managed to win last night to stay close. They're 1.5 games back behind Lotte with a 50-24 record. This is the second fastest the team has reached the 500 mark, doing so after 75 games. The Oryx Buffaloes are now in third place, overtaking the Hokkaido Nippon Ham Fighters. They are 33-39 with three ties, 17 games back. Nippon Ham is 34-40, 17.5 games out of first. The Cebu Lions are in fifth place, 35-44, 19 games out of first. And bringing up the rear is Dakuten, 21-55, 31.5 games out of first place. We're just about ready to get underway. Ceremonial first pitch is being delivered right now. Miura will be starting for the Bay Stars this afternoon. Elsewhere in the Central League, the Yakult Swallows will be hosting the Junichi Dragons starting at 2 o'clock. And the Yomiuri Giants will be hosting Hiroshima starting at 6 o'clock this evening. It's now 1:30 here in Yokohama. And the game should be starting shortly. At 1 o'clock at Chiba Marine Stadium, the Chivalote Marines are hosting the Cebu Lions. Cebu got off to a quick 1-0 lead, Akada hitting a solo home run in the first inning for Cebu. Lotte is batting in the second inning there. Also starting at 1 o'clock, the Tohoku Rakuten Golden Eagles are hosting the Hokkaido Nippon Ham Fighters. They're in a 0-0 tie after one complete. The only other game will be this evening, SoftBank Hawks hosting the Oryx Buffaloes. We're now ready to get started, and the first pitch by Miura to leadoff batter Akahoshi is down low for ball one. Akahoshi is actually playing hurt. Next pitch swung on and fouled off to the left side. He fractured a rib playing against Cebu back on June 15th. So he's gone half a month with a fractured rib. He finally found out yesterday that it was fractured. Next pitch, catches the inside corner for a called strike two. Two strikes, one ball the count. Yesterday, there was a bit of a scare as he ran into Spencer in right center. Spencer caught the ball. Akahoshi motioned down on the ground in pain. Next pitch is ball outside, 2-2. While down on the ground in pain, he motioned to make sure that Spencer had gotten the ball. Next pitch, swung on and missed. Akahoshi swinging way too late on that one. One away. So Akahoshi had his mind in the game, even though he was in pain on the ground. Spencer took that as meaning that he was all right, but he limped off holding his left rib cage. So there was no mention that the collision affected his ribs. Still, it may have helped compound the injury, but Akahoshi is in there today. Next batter for Hanshin is Toritani, and we're quickly even on the count, 1-1. Toritani, having taken the first pitch, swung and missed the second, and he takes the next pitch outside. One strike, two balls, now the count. The fourth pitch, swung on a miss, strike two. Pitch coming in inside on the left-handed batter. Toritani swinging down below the ball. The 2-2 pitch, swung on and pulled to the right side. First baseman has the ball. Sayaki takes the ball to the bag himself. And we have two quick outs. Next up will be Sheets. The first offering is called strike one. Muto, one of those pitchers with the kind of two-step motion. He winds up, lifts his leg up, brings his front leg down, picks it up again, and then delivers. Next pitch called strike two. Two nice pitches by Muta. Sheets trying to get his timing. Next pitch, swung on a miss, strike three. So, Sheets goes down on three pitches. And at the end of half an inning, we have no score. Oh. welcome back to Yokohama Stadium. I'm Michael Westby, your host for Pro Yaku Live here on JapaneseBaseball.com. If you have any questions, comments, or if you're here in Japan and are available to help out with broadcasting the All-Star Games later this month, I'd like to hear from you. You can email me. My email address is live@JapaneseBaseball.com. Or you can call me up via Skype by dialing ProYaku Live, all one word. I'd like to hear your feedback and anything else you may have, suggestions, etc. First up for Yokohama here in the bottom of the first inning will be Ishii, followed by Koike and Kinjo. On the mound for Hanshin is Sugiyama, and his first pitch is called strike one, up in the strike zone. The second offering swung on and fouled back off the plate behind the catcher. Two quick strikes on Ishii. Ishii now at 1,891 base hits on his quest for 2,000. Next pitch misses inside and low for ball one. Two strikes, one ball to count. We've seen a number of players catch the 2,000 mark this year. Next pitch misses outside ball two. That evens the count at 2-2. Sugiyama has won his last two starts, the 15th against Cebu, and the 30th against the Giants, I think it was. Next pitch misses inside ball three, so after two quick strikes on Ishii, Sugiyama throws three straight balls. That brings the count full. And the Shobu pitch misses outside ball four. Ishii draws a leadoff base on balls. Yesterday evening against Hanshin here at Yokohama Stadium, Ishii led off the bottom of the first with a home run, putting Yokohama up real quick. His second at bat two, Ishii drove in two more to put the Bay Stars up 3-0 at the time. Hanshin eventually tied it, took the lead, and the Bay Stars took it back for the victory. That'll bring up Koike, batting second. He's batting .254 on the season with 8 home runs and 20 RBIs. And he bunts the first pitch foul. Ishii was on the move. He has 14 stolen bases on the season, 20 less than number one Akahoshi. Over his career, though, he has 332 stolen bases, most of any current currently active player. Next pitch misses low, ball one. Koike is still showing bunt. Koike, of course, in the lineup due to Tamura getting himself into a single car accident on the Yokoyoko right here near where I live. The accident fortunately didn't involve any other vehicles, and most of the injuries sustained by Tamura were caused by the airbags. Next pitch fouled off, strike two. Koike looks down for his sign to see if the bunt is still on. With two strikes, one ball, now the count. Scoreless game here in the bottom of the first inning. Sugiyama comes set and throws over to first, where Ishii is back standing up. Tamura is expected to spend about 2 weeks rehabilitating at Nigun. The biggest injury is perhaps to his left eye. The airbag scratched his retina up pretty bad. Next pitch misses low and away, ball two. That evens the count at 2-2 to Koike. And the 2-2 offering, no, we throw over to first base. Ishii dives back this time. Sugiyama delivers. The next pitch is low and away. The throw down to second with Ishii on the run. Ishii is tagged out. Going in head first. So that brings the count full to Koike with nobody on now. Very nice throw by Yano to get him. And the next pitch is low and away, ball four. So the failed stolen base really hurts Yokohama here, as Koike draws a base on balls. So essentially we have the runner replaced at first base. And that'll bring up Kinjo. Kinjo's batting 326 on the season, 4 home runs and 46 RBIs. Sugiyama's first offering to him misses way inside, ball one. Kinjo went 1-for-5 last night. Sugiyama has a sign and comes set. The second offering misses way inside again, ball two. Sugiyama looks in, has a sign again. And the third offering, swung on a miss, strike one. Third base coach Shindo sends out some signs. The one strike, two ball pitch, swung on and a high bounder just in front of home plate, fielded by the second baseman just in front of the second base bag. He turns quickly and touches Koike out as he comes by, but there is no throw to first, so Kinjo grounds into a fielder's choice. And that'll bring up number four batting, Saeki. Only 1-for-20 in the last 5 games. The first offering catches the inside part of the plate for a called strike one. We have runner at first base, 2 outs now. Let me reach for the stars. Sugiyama's next offering in the dirt. Yano plays the bounce very well, keeping the ball from going back to the backstop. Ball one. That evens the count at 1-1. Sayaki stands in. Sugiyama comes set. The 1-1 offering swung on and fouled off and out of play to the left side. Saiki stands in again. And the two-strike, one-ball pitch. Down low, ball two. That evens the count at 2-2. Gee, it seems that I've run out of things to say now. This is why I could really use a commentator right beside me. Or via Skype. Two-two pitch, swung on and fouled off past the first base coach. Tanada stands on deck. Saiki went 1-for-3 last night, including a grounding into a double play. The 2-2 pitch misses inside. Ball three. And this is the third batter this inning that Sugiyama has gone full count to. That's a lot of pitches by Sugiyama already here in the first inning. Sheets comes in, has a word with him. Then backpedals back to his position at first base. Sugiyama comes set. The Shobu pitch swung on and fouled off back to the backstop. Kinjo has to return to first base. Off on the pitch. Full count, two down here in the bottom of the first inning. No score. Once again, the Shobu pitch swung on and pulled up the first base line just inside the first base bag. First baseman tosses to covering Sugiyama, and he's about a step ahead of Sayaki for the out. So, the Yokohama Bay Stars draw two base on balls, but a caught stealing and fielder's choice keeps him down to just leaving one on. And after one complete, we have no score. welcome back to Yokohama Stadium. I'm Michael Westbay, your host for Pro Yaku Live here on JapaneseBaseball.com. We're going to the top of the second inning with numbers 3, 4, 5 batters, Kanemoto, Imaoka, and Hiyama. And Kanemoto takes first pitch from Miura for a called strike one. Kanemoto hit a solo home run last night when the score was tied 3-3 to put Hanshin up temporarily, 4-3 in the sixth inning. Next pitch fouled off for strike two. In the batting race, Kanemoto is just behind Tamura, batting 337 to Tamura's 344. 2-strike no-ball pitch, swung on and lifted to the left side. Ishii goes back and in shallow left field makes the catch for out number one. So Miura's coming in. That's the second batter who he's thrown 3 straight strikes to. Second batter in a row, in fact. Sheet striking out. Kanemoto popping out. And that'll bring up third baseman Imaoka. First pitch to Imaoka misses outside for ball one. Next pitch, swung on and fouled off to the right side. That ball will go out of play. Hiyama is on deck. The 1-1 offering to Imaoka misses low and away for ball two. The next pitch swung on and lifted to center field. Center fielder Koike going out. Kinjo also coming over. And they're both calling for it. And at the last second, Kinjo backs away. And Koike makes the catch in right center. Right at the warning track. It's just a long out for Imaoka, though. They were both calling each other off until the last second when Kinjo backed off, preventing a collision as we saw yesterday between Akahoshi and Spencer, right about the same place too. That's the second out of the inning, bringing up Hiyama, who takes first pitch, one bounder for ball one. Hiyama's batting 214 on the year, 4 home runs and 16 RBIs. The second pitch misses up just over the outside part of the plate. Koike, though, has filled in very well when he's been called in to fill in for Tamura. Next pitch misses low for ball three. 3 straight balls to Hiyama. Miura goes into the windup, the pump, and pitch. And it's taken for ball four, so Hiyama walks on 4 pitches. Becoming the first base runner for Hanshin this afternoon. That'll bring up Hanshin's catcher, Yano. The first pitch swung on and fouled off and out of play to the right side. Yano is batting 290 on the season. Nine home runs. 2nd offering, swung on and fouled off. Saiki gives chase, but that ball goes up into the right side stands. The stands just in the area of first base. No, I am not a professional announcer. Just so you know. But I thank you for listening nonetheless. The two-strike no-ball pitch swung on and missed. Strike three. That's the second strikeout victim on three pitches by Miura this afternoon. The second time to retire the side. So the Hanshin Tigers draw a base on balls, but come up empty, stranding the runner. At the end of one and a half, we still have no score. Welcome back to Yokohama Stadium. We're going to the bottom of the second here on Pro Yaki Live at JapaneseBaseball.com. We'll be seeing numbers 5, 6, and 7 for Yokohama. Taneda, Uchikawa, and Murata. Taneda takes first pitch by Sugiyama. Up high, showing bunt. The second offering, not showing bunt. Taneda takes the ball down the middle for a called strike one. That evens the count at 1-1. The next pitch is over Taneda's head. He just gets the bat out of the way in time so as not to foul the ball off. Taneda is batting 319 on the season with 5 home runs. Next pitch in the dirt outside, ball three. 1-3 now the count to leadoff batter Taneda here in the bottom of the second inning. We have no score here at Yokohama Stadium on this slightly overcast day. The next offering misses low, ball four. And that's the third base on balls given up by Sugiyama. Both pitchers still have no hitters going. Miura's given up one base on balls. Sugiyama three now. That'll bring up left fielder Uchikawa, batting 273 on the season with 3 home runs and 15 RBIs. The first offering, called strike one, up and down the middle in the strike zone. Very nice pitch by Sugiyama. Over the last 5 games, Sugiyama is 6 for 20. next pitch just misses Uchikawa inside. Ball one. That evens the count at 1-1. Sugiyama looks in, has his sign, comes set. Throws over to first, where Tanada is back standing up. Sugiyama has his sign again. The 1-1 pitch. Swung on and fouled off to the right side. That ball will go out of play. They've reduced the height of the fences here at Yokohama Stadium this year so that fans can look down at the stadium without having a screen in the way. And this goes all the way up the first and third baselines. Many fans really enjoy having the safety net down. Next pitch misses low and away, ball two. That evens the count at 2-2. Up until this year, pretty much all of the stadiums in Japan have had high fences or netting all the way up the first and third baseline in order to provide safety for the fans in the stands. Sugiyama steps off and fakes the throw to first, chasing Tanada back. And throws over to first, where Tanada is diving back in safe. Tanada is a smart base runner. The 2-2 offering swung on and fouled off to the right side and out of play. Sugiyama looks in, has a sign. From the set position, 2-2 pitch, swung on and fouled up the first base line, past the first base coach. We have a pretty good crowd here at Yokohama Stadium today. And it's pretty even with fans in yellow and fans in blue. Hanshin fans sure do fill up stadiums all throughout Japan. Next pitch, Tanada reaches out and slaps the ball to right field. Tanada kicks second, heads on into third base without a throw, as the throw comes back to second. And Uchikawa has the first base hit of the game. So that puts runners at first and third with nobody out here in the bottom of the second inning of this scoreless tie. And third baseman Murata will be coming up to the plate. Murata's batting .253 on the season, 13 home runs and 44 RBIs. The first offering misses or just catches the inside corner for a called strike one. with runners in scoring position. Modano is only batting .213, 13 for 61, with two home runs and 27 RBIs. And the next pitch, Murata reaches out and pokes the ball right back up the middle. The ball bounces just behind the second base bag and goes into center field. Base hit. Tanida scores easily from third base. Uchikawa moves over to second. And a base on balls and two base hits in a row put the Yokohama Bay Stars up 1-0 here in the bottom of the second inning. And we have yet to have an out. Murata really just reached out and poked the ball right up the middle. I wouldn't necessarily call it a clean hit. Pitching coach comes out, has a short word with Sugiyama. Is satisfied and heads back to the dugout. Aikawa comes up to the plate, and he's swinging at the first pitch, poking it through the right side and into right field. Base hit. Uchikawa rounds third and holds. So, after a base on balls, the Bay Stars put together three singles in a row. And that'll bring up pitcher Muta with the bases loaded and nobody out. Anshin coming in at the corners, but still playing back in the middle. First pitch to Muta is swung on a miss, strike one. Muta is 2 for 19 on the season, a 105 batting average, no home runs, no RBIs. Sugiyama comes set. And the second pitch, swung on a miss, strike two. This swing was a little better than the first, even though it was kind of a check swing. The first swing, Muta looked a bit off balance. One strategy many Central League pitchers take is strike out and cause the least amount of damage. But Muta does not go for the pitch way outside. So he's going to make Sugiyama earn a strikeout if that's what he's going to get. The two strike, one ball count. And it's just on the outside part of the plate. Muta swings and misses for strike three. That's the first out of the inning and the first strikeout for Sugiyama. Now, with one out and the bases still loaded, we're back to the top of the order in Ishii. Takuya, of course, hitting a leadoff home run in the first inning yesterday for the Bay Stars. And driving in two more runs in the second inning with the single to left. The first pitch misses inside for ball one. Ishii led the game off, or led off the bottom of the first inning, rather, by drawing a base on balls on six pitches, making Sugiyama go full count. The second offering swung on and hit back to the backstop. Yano does not even bother giving chase. That evens the count at 1-1. We're in the bottom of the second inning. We have bases loaded. One run in already for Yokohama. Over the last five games, Ishii is 8 for 19, a 4.21 pace. The 1-1 pitch swung on and lifted to left center. Center fielder Akahoshi comes in, makes the catch, and then throws the two-bounder back to second base. He threw the ball right into the grass. Runner at third base, Uchikawa, comes in and scores on the sacrifice fly, which really wasn't that deep. So, a sacrifice fly to left center. Drives in the second run of the game for Yokohama, and the second run of this inning. And that'll bring up Koike. Koike drew a base on balls his first at bat, last inning. Batting 254, still on the season. 8 home runs, 20 RBIs. Koike has been a super sub for Yokohama, filling in for anybody who's hurt. Mainly Tamura, who he's filling in for now, and he takes first pitch for a called strike one. Tamura seems to just have bad luck. He started off the season with a terrible cold. And now this traffic accident. Second pitch, swung on and missed. Actually, that's the third pitch. The first pitch was a ball. So two strikes, one ball. Now the count to Koike. Runners at first and second, two down. Two runs in so far this inning for Yokohama. Next pitch, a check swing, and the ball's fouled off to the third base side. Third baseman Imaoka fielding the ball with his foot on the third base bag, but fielding it a good, 60 centimeters foul. The next offering, swung on a grounder to the right side. Second baseman comes in, throws on to first, and that retires the side. But not before Yokohama gets on the board with a base on balls, three hits in a row, and a sacrifice fly. At the end of two complete, the Yokohama Bay Stars lead this one by a score of 2-0. Welcome back to Yokohama on this slightly overcast day. I'm Mike Westby, your host for Pro Yaki Live here on JapaneseBaseball.com. Number 8 batter, Fujimoto, leads off for Hanshin here in the top of the third inning. And he takes a slow curve by Miura for a called strike one on the inside part of the plate. The second pitch swung on, fouled off to the left side and out of play. Two quick strikes on Fujimoto. Anshino Endon cheering hard for the Tigers to come back here. And the next pitch, the umpire gives Fujimoto a break, calling it a ball, low. Looked like a pretty good pitch to me. Next pitch, swung on and fouled off to the left side, just above the Hanshin dugout. Two strikes, one ball, still the count. And the next pitch, misses, maybe low? Over the outside part of the plate. That evens the count at 2-2. The 2-2 pitch, a slow curveball, swung on and missed. Fujimoto didn't have his timing at all on that one. That's the first out of the inning. Fujimoto was totally crossed up on that. That's the third strikeout for Miura this game. He's had one each inning so far. And that'll bring up pitcher Sugiyama. Sugiyama takes the first pitch on the inside part of the plate for a called strike one. The next pitch misses outside. Ball one. Sugiyama is 1-for-8 on the season. No home runs, no RBIs. Next offering. Umpire says he swung at that pitch outside. Strike two. Home plate umpire says he swung. Failed to check his swing. Next pitch swung on and fouled off to the left side, just in front of the third base dugout. Count remains two strikes, one ball to Sugiyama. Pitcher versus pitcher here. And the next pitch swung on and fouled off to the right side this time, past the first base coach. Count remains 2-1. Two strikes, one ball, that is. For those of you not familiar with Japanese baseball, they call the strikes first in the balls. Next pitch low and away, and Sugiyama holds up this time. That evens the count at 2-2. Miura almost got him fishing for it. Sugiyama's actually doing a good job battling the pitches off. Next pitch, called strike three on the outside part of the plate. That's two strikeouts in a row this inning, three in a row going back to Yano last inning to retire the side. And that was, I had missed a strikeout in the first. That was the fifth strikeout of the game for Miura. And we're back to the top of the order in Akahoshi, who struck out swinging his first at bat. He takes first pitch low and away for ball one. Batting 324 on the season, one home run and 17 RBIs. Akahoshi slaps the next pitch toward left. Going back to the wall is Uchikawa, and he makes the catch at the warning track. Akahoshi slapped the ball the other way, and it went all the way to the warning track, but within reach of Uchikawa. So, it's three up, three down again for Hanshin. At the end of two and a half, the Bay Stars continue to lead by a score of 2-0. Welcome back to Yokohama Stadium. I'm Michael Westby, your host for Pro Yaku Live here on JapaneseBaseball.com. We're going to the bottom of the third inning. Yokohama leading this one by a score of 2-0. Both runs coming in the second inning, where a leadoff walk and three hits scored one, followed by a sacrifice fly. First pitch to Kinjo, leading off the inning, misses outside for ball one. Kinjo, the leading batter in 2000, his first full season. Next pitch called strike one on the outside corner. Batting 326 right now. Definitely in the race for leading hitter. Next pitch misses outside for ball two. One strike, two balls the count. The next pitch swung on and pulled to the right side. Second baseman Fujimoto up with it. Throws to first. And we have one out. That'll bring up number four batting, Saeki, left-handed batter. Saeki grounded out to first, his first at bat. The first pitch by Sugiyama misses inside, ball one. The next offering misses outside ball two. In and out is Sugiyama, but not getting a strike here. The next pitch swung on and fouled off and out of play to the left side. Those of you just joining us, we're in the bottom of the third inning. Yokohama leads this one by a score of 2-0. One out, nobody on. Saeki at the plate. If you have comments or wish to volunteer, if you're in Japan, to help out with the All-Star game, you can reach me at live@markjapanesebaseball.com. The next pitch is lifted to the left side. Left fielder Kanemoto comes in and over and makes the catch for out number two. You can also reach me via Skype by dialing Proyaku Live. All is one word. At Jingu, ball game started at 2 o'clock. Chunichi Dragons got off to a quick 1-0 lead in the first inning, but Yakult has answered with 3 so far in the bottom of the first. First pitch to Tanada, the third batter of this inning. It misses outside for ball 1. And the second pitch just catches the outside corner for a called strike 1, evening it at 1-1. The 1-1 pitch misses just low, ball 2. One strike, 2 balls, now the count to Tanada. Sugiyama on the mound for Hanshin. Next pitch swung on and fouled off to the right side. This ball goes well out of play. Giants will be hosting Hiroshima at 6 o'clock this evening, Japan time. At Chiba Marine Stadium, they're already in the 5th inning. Cebu adds 2 more in the top of the 5th to take a 3-0 lead. Next pitch to Tanada, misses low and away, ball 3. Full count to Tanada. And the Shobu pitch swung on and lifted to the left side. Third baseman goes out and in foul territory makes the catch. Imaoka throws the ball into the stands. And the side is retired. So the Bay Stars go down in order for the first time this afternoon. And at the end of 3 complete, the Bay Stars continue to lead this one by a score of 2-0. Welcome back to Yokohama. I'm Mike Westbay, your host for Proyaku Live here on JapaneseBaseball.com. I was going through the scores when we ended last inning. But first, Miura's first pitch to number 2 batter, Toritani, leading off this inning, is swung on a miss for strike 1. Toritani grounded out to first, his first at bat. Next pitch misses high and away, ball 1. That evens the count at 1-1. Cebu is leading Lotte at Chiba Marine Stadium in the middle of the 5th by a score of 3-0. Next pitch misses high and away. Ball goes all the way back to the backstop. One strike, 2 balls to count. At Fullcast Stadium, Rakuten has taken a 1-0 lead over Nippon Ham. Next pitch is swung on and hit deep to left field, going back to the wall. The ball is off the top of the fence. And Torritani has himself a stand-up double off the left field wall. That is the first hit for Hanshin this afternoon. And that'll bring up Sheets with nobody out and a runner at second base. Uchikawa went back, jumped, but the ball was just way too high for him. We've got pretty high walls here at Yokohama Stadium. An extended fence above the wall. It looked like the ball hit just between the top of the wall and the base of the fence. First pitch to Sheets is called strike one on the outside corner. Nonetheless, Nocton leading Nippon Ham 1-0 in the middle of the fourth inning. And the only other game will be SoftBank hosting Oryx at 6 o'clock this evening. Next pitch called strike two. Mura coming right in there against Sheets. Two strikes, no balls the count. Mura steps off the rubber to keep Torritani close at second base. The next pitch just misses outside. Ball one. Sheet struck out his first at bat on three pitches. So after five straight strikes to Sheets, Mura misses outside for ball one. The next pitch, low and away, ball two. That evens the count at 2-2. The 2-2 offering misses low, ball three. Full count. That's the first time Mura has brought the count full against Hanshin this afternoon. Sugiyama, on the other hand, had full count pitches to three batters in the first inning. The Shoba pitch swung on and fouled back to the backstop. We'll do it again. No shortage of Hanshin fans here at Yokohama Stadium. They really take up half the stadium. Next pitch swung on, foul back to the backstop. Again, Sheet stays alive. Mura comes set. The Shoba pitch again. Swung on and grounded to the left side. Ishii up with it. Throws over to first. Holding Torritani to second base. That's the first out of the inning. And that'll bring up Kanemoto. Kanemoto has hit home runs in three straight games now. Hasn't hit one yet this game, of course. He popped out to short his first at bat. The home run last night put Hanshin up 4-3 for the time being in the sixth inning. And the first pitch to Kanemoto is in the dirt for ball one. Kanemoto's batting .336 on the season, 20 home runs. Trails Tamura by one. Tamura having 21. But currently out for a couple of weeks. The second offering misses up high. Ball two. No strikes, two balls the count to Kanemoto. With runners in scoring position, Kanemoto is batting .396. Next pitch misses outside, ball three. No strikes, three balls to count. And who was it I saw hit a home run on, or swing away on 0-3? Fukudome, I believe it was. Junichi's Fukudome swung away on 0-3 earlier this week. But Kanemoto takes next pitch up high for ball four. And that puts runners at first and second with one out here in the top of the fourth inning. For Hanshin. Hanshin trying to get something going. Aikawa goes out to have a short word with Miura. Ishii Takuro also coming in. Ishii, the team leader. Imaoka steps to the plate. Imaoka, his first at bat, flew out to right center. Batting .287 on the season now. And the first pitch swung on and fouled off to the right side. After four straight balls, it's good to see Miura coming over with a strike. Imaoka has 74 RBIs, tops in the Central League, ahead of Kanemoto's 69. The second offering, inside, but Imaoka goes around. Home plate umpire says he swung. So two quick strikes on Imaoka. It actually looked like Imaoka was just trying to fend off the ball, which was inside. The two-strike no-ball pitch misses low and away, ball one. Two strikes, one ball the count. Runners at first and second, one out here in the top of the fourth inning. Next pitch in the dirt, blocked well by Aikawa. Keeping the ball in front of him and chasing it down before Toritani has a chance to go anywhere. That evens the count at 2-2 to Imaoka. Aikawa doing what he has to do, blocking the ball with his body. The 2-2 pitch swung on and lifted back, and that goes out of play. Count remains 2-2. Sugiyama is up and throwing outside the third base dugout, keeping loose. The 2-2 pitch is swung on and fouled off to the right side and out of play. Count remains 2-2 as Imolka fouls a couple off. Miura comes set, and the next pitch swung on and lifted to left center. Center fielder Koike comes in and over to left a little bit, makes the catch, but Toritani has no chance of reaching third base. Two down. That'll bring up Hiyama. Hiyama reached first on a base on balls, his first at bat in the second inning. The first offering misses outside, ball one. Hiyama's batting 214 on the season, four home runs. He's come a long way with patience at the plate. I remember him being in the race for most strikeouts a number of seasons ago. Next pitch, swung on, fouled off. Strike one. Fans holding up a sign saying, "Kattobase!" The 1-1 offering called strike two on the inside corner. About letter high. Two strikes, one ball. Now the count to Hiyama. Runners at first and second, two down. Hanshin looking to get something to go, trailing this one by a score of 2-0. The fourth offering by Miura swung on and fouled off to the left side. Toritani, ready to score on anything, has a long way back to second base. If Hiyama makes contact with it, I think Toritani wants to reach home plate. Next pitch misses up high, ball two. That evens the count at 2-2. A quick throw back to second, and Toritani is just back in time. Toritani almost found himself picked off there. 2-2 pitch. Called strike three. That retires the side. And for the fourth inning in a row, Miura has a strikeout. That being his sixth on the afternoon. So, after 3.5 innings, the Yokohama Bay Stars continue to lead this one by a score of 2-0. Welcome back to Yokohama Stadium. I'm Mike Westbay, your host for Pro Yaki Live here on JapaneseBaseball.com. We're going to the bottom of the fourth inning. We'll see 6, 7, and 8 batters, Uchikawa, Murata, and Aikawa. And the first pitch by Sugiyama to Uchikawa is called strike 1 on the outside corner. Next pitch misses up and in. Ball one. That evens the count at 1-1. Third pitch, also high and tight. Ball two. In other games, Yakult now leading Chunichi 4-1. Still batting in the bottom of the second inning. Next pitch called strike two on the outside part of the plate. And the 2-2 offering swung on and lined into center field, but Akahoshi comes over, makes the catch for out number one. That'll bring up Murata. Yakult strikes again. Ramirez driving in a run. That's the second run here in the bottom of the second inning for Yakult, now leading 5-1. First offering to Murata, called strike one on the outside part of the plate. Second pitch in the dirt and outside. Ball goes back behind the catcher. Giants and Hiroshima play this evening. Seibu leads Lotte at Chiba Marine Stadium by a score of 2-0 after 5 complete. Next pitch swung on a missed strike two. Two strikes, one ball the count. And Nippon Ham come back with two runs in the top of the fifth inning against Rakuten to take a 2-1 lead at Full Gas Stadium. Next pitch to Murata inside, ball two. That evens the count at 2-2. And the only other game, SoftBank hosting Oryx, will be at 6 o'clock this evening, Japan time. Sugiyama's next pitch misses low and away. Sugiyama and Yano both hoping for a called strike three on that one, but instead the count goes full. And the Shobu pitch swung on a miss by Murata. Pitch being outside. Two-way. That'll bring up Aikawa. Aikawa singled his first at bat. And he takes strike one here. Batting 258 on the season, 5 home runs. Second offering in the dirt and outside. Ball one. That evens the count at 1-1. Sugiyama into the windup, and the 1-1 pitch called strike two at the knees. Sugiyama looks in for a long time for his sign, finally has it. Next offering fouled off of Yano. Yano leans over, shakes it off. His face looks like he's in pain, but he says, tells the trainer he doesn't need help. Ball fouled off his right shoulder, it looked like. A two-strike, one-ball pitch in the dirt outside, ball two. That evens the count at 2-2. Sugiyama has his sign, goes into the windup, and the 2-2 pitch swung on and hit to left center. Kanemoto playing in the left center gap, takes two steps towards center, but two bounces after the ball has hit the ground. Two out, base hit for Aikawa. BayStars catcher 2-for-2 this afternoon. That'll bring up pitcher Miura. The first pitch called strike one, a little above the letters, but strike zones tend to expand a little bit for pitchers, as they don't generally be up there to hit. Next pitch is swung on and lifted to the left side. This could be trouble if it drops in fair. Third baseman, shortstop, and left fielder all gather, and it's Toritani who just barely makes the catch in fair territory. And that's the third out of the inning. So, BayStars get a base hit, but nothing to show for it here in the bottom of the fourth. And after four complete, continue to lead this one by a score of 2-0.
It's a lonely voice. ち上がる時、横浜ベイスターズ勝利の輝き目指して汗と砂の勇気傷ついた翼を休めた昨日生きる証確かに握り締めた手の。
Welcome back to Yokohama Stadium. I'm Michael Westbay, your host for Pro Yaku Live here on JapaneseBaseball.com. The Hanshin Tigers for the fifth inning will be sending up numbers 7, 8, 9 batters, Yano, Fujimoto, and Sugiyama, trailing this one by a score of 2-0. The first offering to Yano by Miura misses high and away, ball one. Yano struck out his first at bat. Next pitch misses way up high, ball two. No strikes, two balls to count. Yano batting 289 on the season, 9 home runs, 34 RBIs. The next pitch called strike one on the outside part of the plate. Yano one of six strikeout victims by Miura. Miura striking one out every inning so far, at least. And the next pitch is poked up the middle and into center field for a base hit. Not a very strong hit, but enough to reach first base. Yano reached out and swung. Sent the ball back up the middle. Over second baseman Taneda. And into center field. That'll bring up Fujimoto with a runner at first base and nobody out. Fujimoto also striking out his first at bat. Batting 251 on the season. And he's swinging at the first pitch, fouling it back behind the plate. Third base coach sends out the signs. Fujimoto wasn't showing bunch first pitch. He's batting 6 for 11, a 5.45 pace over the last five games. And the next pitch is swung on and grounded to the right side. Taneda dives for the ball, stands up, throws to first just in time to get Fujimoto. Nice play by Taneda to keep the ball from going into right field and preventing a base hit by Fujimoto. Yano moves over to second on the play, though. That's the first out of the inning. Runner now at second base. Pitcher Sugiyama coming to the plate. Taneda has been very impressive there at second base for the Bay Stars since being traded from Chunichi. Sugiyama is swinging at the first pitch and he pokes the ball into the right center gap. The ball goes all the way to the wall. Yano scores from second base and cuts the Bay Stars lead in half. 2-1. Sugiyama swinging at the first pitch gets himself an RBI double. That certainly helps his own cause here. Ishii comes in, has a talk with Miura. Doesn't want Mira to lose any confidence, giving up a RBI double to the opposing pitcher. And we're back to the top of the order in Akahoshi. Akahoshi has struck out and flown out all the way to the wall in left. The first pitch to Akahoshi called strike one. Up in the strike zone over the outside part of the plate. The second offering, just misses low. 1-1. Hanshin finally getting on the board here in the top of the fifth inning. The next pitch is swung on and grounded past a diving Ishii and into left field for a base hit. So, Hanshin puts together three hits here in the fifth inning. Have one run so far. And number two batting, Toritani, coming up to the plate with runners at the corners and one out. Infielders all meet on the mound for a short powwow. Decide what to do. One out, runners at the corners. BayStars now up by one, leading this one 2-1. Hanshin putting together a rally here in the top of the fifth inning. Toritani has grounded out to first and doubled to left. First to throw over to first base to keep Akahoshi close. Akahoshi, of course, the Central League stolen base leader. And by quite a gap, too. Mira fakes the throw to third, throws to first. Everybody back. Toritani the batter, and the first pitch is swung on and foul just past the first base bag. Toritani batting 299 on the season. Akahoshi diving back in. I don't know. Hanshin fans may outnumber Yokohama fans here at Yokohama Stadium today. Another throw over to first. And yet another throw over to first. Akahoshi back in, hand first. Miura very concerned with the speedy Akahoshi at first base. Runner at third. And the next offering, Swung On and Missed, strike two. Two strikes, no balls. Now the count to Toritani. There having been more throws to first base than to home this at bat. Miura comes set. And with catcher Aikawa setting up outside, Miura throws right to his glove, but ball one outside. Trying to get Toritani to fish at a ball outside. The next pitch with the runner going is a one bounder, which is blocked by Aikawa, but no throw to second base. Akahoshi has second base stolen. So we now have runners at second and third. One out. One run in so far here in the top of the fifth inning for Hanshin, as they trail this one by a score of 2-1 now. The 2-2 pitch to Toritani, and the umpire wanted to call it strike three, but decided not to. Aikawa asking the umpire where that one missed. That brings the count full to Toritani. Umpire started to call that one a strike. Miura takes a short break on the mound. Looks in for his sign. Comes set. And the full count pitch swung on and hit to deep left field. That ball is deep enough to score. Sugiyama from third base. The throw comes back into third, and we have ourselves a tie ball game. Toritani, sacrifice fly to left field, all the way to the warning track, ties this ball game up 2-2. So now with two down, runner at third base, Sheets becomes the batter. First pitch called strike one at the knees. Good pitch by Miura there. Sheets has struck out and grounded out to short so far. Batting 300 now, 8 home runs, 44 RBIs. Had played with Hiroshima for the past two seasons. Next pitch misses low and away, ball one. 1-1 now the count. With runners in scoring position, Sheets is batting 325. Next pitch, swung on and fouled off to the right side. Strike two. Two strikes, one ball, now the count. We now have ourselves a tie ball game here in the top of the fifth inning. Hanshin scoring two so far, looking for more. Next pitch, swung on and hit to right field. One bound. Ball reaches Kincho, throws the ball in. And Akahoshi comes in to score. Gyakuten! Hanshin takes a 3-2 lead. as Sheets drives Akahoshi in from second base with a base hit to right. That'll bring up Kanemoto. It took Hanshin a while to get Muta's timing, but they've gotten it here in the fifth inning. The first pitch to Kanemoto misses down low for ball one. Kanemoto looking to hit his home run hitting to stretch his home run hitting streak to four games. Flew out to short his first at bat, drew a base on balls his second. Next pitch misses outside ball two. In the fourth inning, he drew a base on balls on four pitches. After striking out on three pitches in the second inning. Next pitch called strike one. One strike, two balls, now the count. Next pitch misses just high, ball three. One strike, three balls to count. And the next pitch swung on, and this one's hit deep to right field. Right fielder Kinjo goes back at the wall, makes the catch for out number three. Kanemoto comes up just short of four consecutive games with a home run. But the Hanshin Tigers score three here. Yano's leadoff single, Sugiyama's double to right. Scores one. Akahoshi singled to left. Toritani sacrificed in run number two. And Sheets drove in run number three with a base hit to right to round up the scoring for Hanshin here in the fifth inning. After four and a half, the Hanshin Tigers now take a 3-2 lead. Welcome back to Yokohama Stadium. I'm Michael Westbay, your host for Pro Yaku Live here on JapaneseBaseball.com. We're going to the bottom of the fifth inning. Hanshin Tigers just took a 3-2 lead over Yokohama. Yokohama will be starting it off with the top of the order in Ishii, Koike, and Kinjo. The first pitch by Sugiyama is taken on the inside corner for a called strike one by Ishii. Sugiyama driving in the first Hanshin run in the fifth inning. Next pitch fouled off and out of play to the left side into a sea of yellow. as pretty much the entire left side of Yokohama Stadium is filled with Hanshin fans. Next pitch, called strike three on the outside corner. That's the second strikeout for Sugiyama this afternoon. And that'll bring up Koike. Sugiyama striking Ishii out on three pitches. The first offering to Koike, called strike one on the inside corner. Sugiyama hitting those corners now. Koike batting 252 on the season. Next pitch swung on and fouled off and out of play to the right side and behind home plate. Koike has drawn a walk and grounded out to second so far this game. The third pitch is in the dirt. Hits Yano in the chest. Yano fields the ball and throws it out. Two strikes, one ball of the count, and the pitch swung on and grounded to the left side, but right at Toritani, who throws over to first for out number two. That'll bring up right fielder Kinjo. Kinjo has grounded out to second twice now. The first time being a fielder's choice. And he takes first pitch here for a ball. The second offering swung on and missed. Strike one. One pitch in the dirt. Kinjo holds up. One strike, two balls, now the count. With two down and nobody on here in the bottom of the fifth inning. Next pitch is inside but swung on a miss. Strike two. That evens the count at 2-2. Hanshin leading this one by a score of 3-2 now. And the 2-2 pitch swung on and grounded up the middle. Second baseman Fujimoto dives for the ball, but the ball keeps on going through into center field. Two out, base hit. That'll bring up Saeki. Saeki has grounded out to first and flown out to left, batting 257 on the year, 6 home runs, 37 RBIs. First pitch is called strike one on the inside part of the plate. Saeki asks if that was called a strike because it was a strike or because he swung. He certainly didn't hold up his swing there. A check swing. Next pitch misses way inside. Ball one. 1-1. Mm-hmm. Fallen Offering. With a runner at first, is swung on and fouled off. Back to the back screen. Two strikes, one ball, now the count. The two strike, one ball pitch misses low, ball two. That evens the count at 2-2. As Sugiyama really slows down with runner on base. Has a pretty good pace pitching with nobody on. The fifth pitch. First to throw over to first. Kinjo back head sliding. And the 2-2 pitch swung on and grounded to the right side, but right to Fujimoto, who throws over to first for the final out of the inning. So, at the end of five complete, the Hanshin Tigers have a 3-2 lead.